Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a psukim Daf Ayin Zayin in the Hizvah Adar edition, Perek Chi, starting Halacha Beis in the bottom of Ayin Vov Amud Beis. Sug the Mishnah. Ve'ezu yiderech echoiko. The Torah says that someone who's at derech echoiko is in a faraway place. He doesn't do Pesach, so you will do Pesach Sheni. Wait, what is considered to be derech echoiko that he's potter for Pesach Rishon? Says the Mishnah, min ha-mordis ve-lachutz, from the place called Mordis, or in the Lashon of the Mishnah that we have in the Baal, it's called Mordi'in, which is 50 mil away from Yerushalayim. That's the time it takes to walk from Chatzos Hayom until the end of the day. So the time that they start Shechitas HaPesach, from Chatzos until the end of the day, is the time that it takes to walk 15 mil. That's the distance to go from Mordi'in to Yerushalayim. This works to every other direction as well. I mean, the same distance to Mudin, from Yerushalayim to Mudin, that will work to other directions from Yerushalayim. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. You're out of the Azara, just one step out from the Azara, that's considered to be Derech Rechoiko. That's why it says a Nekudo on the letter A when it says Rechoiko. So on the letter A, it says there's a Nekudo on top of the letter. Not because it's a real further away place, but the minute you're outside of the Azor, that's already considered to be Rechoik, and we'll see in the Gemara how you see that from the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Simon Oma is Palgum Rechia Rabo Bakapo. Then Machlik is Rechia Rabo and Rakapo. Regarding the first opinion that says it has to be until Mudin, what's the point until Mudin? So the Gemara says, Chagom Rechadeshi Yovo Vyorchel. So we have enough time to get to Yerushalayim and to eat Korban Pesach. He has to come to Yerushalayim to throw the blood on him. What stage of the Korban Pesach needs to be Yerushalayim? Does he have to be in the time of the eating in Yerushalayim or the time of the throwing of the blood in Yerushalayim? Even if you say to come and eat, meaning he has to get to in the time of dark to be within 2,000 alma from Yerushalayim. Because once he's more than 2,000 amos from Yerushalayim, he can't walk there. It's called said to be chutz l'tchum. You can't walk on Yom Tov. So you have to be within the tchum. So you may have the difference between the time of eating and the time of throwing is not that big. Because even the time of eating, you need to be within 2,000 amos to Yerushalayim before dark. So the Muhammad of Zeir, Tani Tabon, we learned over there, Ayah Nosum and Amoydiyah Slefim, he is within the 15 mil, within the space of Moydim and close there to Yerushalayim. But he has bad legs, means he has some pain in his leg and he cannot walk. He cannot reach Yerushalayim until the evening. Could it be he will be chayov, meaning he will be chayov chorus for not coming to do the Korban Pesach? Needs to be someone who was lazy and did not go to Yerushalayim even though he could have. But this person was not able to go to Yerushalayim. So he's not considered to be chodol because he was not able to get there. He is further away from Edim. He has a horse in his hand. Meaning if he wants to, he can reach Yerushalayim on time because he can ride the horse very fast. Someone's not on the way. It says this person is on the way. He is within the distance between Yerushalayim and Edim. He is there before the 6th hour, before the time of Korban Pesach. Before the 6th hour came, he left, he went outside, of Mordim. He is stopping from doing the Korban Pesach. Only when he's the time of Asiyah, he's not doing it. He's stopping from doing his Chayav. Here in the time of the Asiyah, he wasn't there. Continues the Gemara, we can use the Gersa of Reb Chaim. East Tani says the Gemara, Tani Vaskupas Yerushalayim Velachutz. There's a Mandama that says that outside of Yerushalayim, someone is one step out of Yerushalayim, he doesn't have the Chiyuv, he's considered to be B'derech Rechoiko. Continues the Gemara of Obisha, B'yichonon, Shnei Mikrocha, Dendorshim, the two Mandama in our Mishnah. One that says outside of the Azorah is already considered to be B'derech Rechoiko. And the one who says that's only 15 mil away from Udim, they don't run from the same Drosha. Shom Shom. It says a Pesach Sham Tizbach a Pesach Be'erv, and it says a Ma'aseh Sheni v'achaltiv ne'ashel lokecho b'okom eshayivcho l'shaken shmoi shom. Chado ma'achutz la'asiyosui. It's a place where you do it. Ma'aseh Sheni, you do it in Yerushalayim. That's the place to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, and Pesach you do in the Azorah. So Pesach is out of the Azara, is a problem, and Maaseh Sheni is outside of Yerushalayim. The problem, that's how you compare Maaseh Sheni to Pesach. The other one is not going based on the Asiyah, it's going based on the place where you can eat it. Where can you eat Maaseh Sheni? In Yerushalayim. Outside is considered to be Ruchug Mokrim. Where can you eat Pesach? In Yerushalayim. So outside, meaning you cannot reach Yerushalayim, that will be Chutz Mechitzosoy. What is that? Moedim, which it takes its fifth meal to get to Yerushalayim and to eat the Korban Pesach. Chavirai B'shu Rabbi Yochanan, the friend said the name Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the Pasuk, V'hi Yeshu Toru, U'Baderech Lo Yehoyo. Yot Tzeh Shara Baderech. So the Pasuk says, someone who's not in the Derech, if he wasn't in the Derech, he's not going to be Chayav Koros. So Zohi B'shu Rabbi Yochanan, Kishu Mazu Maski Rechoyko. Kishu Onush Einu Maski Rechoyko. When he gives a warning, he gives a Azara, it says the word Rechoyko, Baderech Rechoyko. But then when it specifies the punishment of Koros, it doesn't say Baderech Rechoyko, it says Baderech Lo Yehoyo, without the word Rechoyko. To tell you, there's a warning that a person should come and do Pesach Rishon when he can. But the Koris is only for someone who was not Baderech, not even Derech Choyko, even a short amount of Derech, meaning even just outside of the Azara, he's already considered to be Baderech, he's not Chayav Koris. So that explains the Chavirayah named Rabbi Yochanan. Chavirayah named Yochanan says, as many a person is a Derech, he doesn't have Koris. And it's Beduya because it doesn't say the word Rechoyko. Continues the Gemara to explain what the Mishnah brings, the name of Rabbi Yossi, that there's a Nekudo on the letter Hey. When it says Rechoyka, there's a Kudo letter Hey. The more dash is the following. When there's more letters than Nekudos, like in this case, that the Nekudo is on the letter Hey, you read only the letters that don't have the Nekudo, and you ignore the letter that does have a Nekudo. But if you have a word that is more Nekudos than letters, and what it means, more Nekudos than letters, it means there's a lot of Nekudos, even though maybe there's not actually more than letters. And the example is when it says that when the Malachim asked Avraham Avinu, where is his wife? It says, Vayomru Eilov, there's the Nekudos on all the letters except the Lamed to tell me to ignore the Lamed and read it, Ve'ayoy. They're asking, Ososoro, where is Avraham? So then, Adorish the Nekudum, Sai Saksav, you read only the letters they have the Nekudo. So this more just says, by the way, there's an argument on this point. Because Omar Rebbe Abishain Shabilan Kuda Achas mean Lamalon Adoish is the Nekudo Messiah Saksav. Even if it's only one letter with a Nekudo, you read the Nekudo, you don't read the Ksav. But now we're going back to Rabbanon. Hey Shabir Choyko Nokud. Yishra Chok Vendere Chichoyko. I mean, there's a Nekudo above the A. So according to Rabbanon, when you have only one Nekudo, you take away that letter. So it says the word Rechoyko, but the Hey as a Nekudo is take away the letter Hey. So what are you left with? The word Rechoyk. So what does it mean, Rochok? Rochok is not referring to the derech, to the way, it's referring to the person. When the person is far away, even though the way is not far, but the person is not here, that's our B.C. Dash. Someone is one step outside of the Azara, he's not here, and you merely potter from the chorus. Halacha Gimel Zok Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach, Rishon, and Sheni, what's the between the first Pesach and the second Pesach? HaRishon, Nosu, Bal Yoroi, Bal Yimotze. In the first quarter of Pesach, you're not allowed to have Chometz, Bal Yoroi, Bal Yimotze. Hasheni chometz umatzah im rabbis, he can have in the home both chometz and matzah. Harisha tolach halal b'achilosoi, and the first one you say halal when you eat it. Hasheni enu toil halal b'achilosoi, you don't have to have halal when you're eating it. V'zevizetunim halal b'asiyosoi, but when you're doing the Korban Pesach, when you're doing the shechita, then you do say halal in both. V'necholim tzli, they both have to be eaten roasted. Al matzah meroyim with matzah and maror, v'doichim sa Shabbos, and they push Shabbos away. Kedus the Gemara and Davayin Zayin Mud Beis. We're going to use the Gersa of Abchaim, which is Ksiv al Matzos or Meruim Yechlu. It says you have to eat with Matzos and Meruim, referring to Pesach Sheni. Im lechol the mitzvah asa shabui. Meaning, when you eat the Korban Pesach Sheni, all the mitzvahs sell Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni as well. You have to eat in Matzos and Meruim. Then it says the pasuk ve'etzim u'si shabui reboi. You're not allowed to come and break the bone of Pesach Sheni. So mitzvahs loisa asa shabui. Here I learned that mitzvahs loisa said that apply to Pesach Rishon, apply to Pesach Sheni as well. It says you have to do it exactly the same, Pesach Sheni, like Pesach Rishon. So maybe you'll tell me you have to get rid of chometz and you eat matzah for 7 days. But the first we just said that with mitzvah aseh have to be similar to matzah and meruim, because that's why the Torah specified that. The Pesach itself has to be done like Pesach Rishon, roasted, and there's a certain way the Pesach Rishon is being brought down. What you bring with the Pesach is Matzah or Meruim, except that's the only similarity to Pesach Rishon. Ukar Shmuel, like the Braiser Rabbi Shmuel, you'd give him the Torah and Yeshua Behem. The Shmuel Omar, the Gersa is Prat Uklal Hakol Bichlal. Meaning you have the detail, then you have the rule to tell you that everything is included in that Prat. Ein Bichlal Elamasha Prat. So the Prat is what you have and not more than that. And the Gemara goes and explains a little bit more. Yichol Yukol Advarim Me'akvi Moisoy. Could be other things that we require to Pesach Sheni. Anything which is besides the actual preparation of the Pesach is different in Pesach Sheni, is not required except matzos or merorim. Continues the Gemara and says, "Is tani tani the sabraisa that says la sheni onosh kares ala rishon eino onosh kares." Meaning, a person who missed the Pesach rishon is not chayav kares yet until he gets to Pesach Sheni. If he didn't do Pesach Sheni, he's going to be chayav kares. So if one was amazed in Pesach rishon, and then a Pesach Sheni was shogeg, wasn't his fault, he will not be chayav kares because a Pesach Sheni didn't do amazing. Is tani tani? There is another brayse that holds ala rishon onosh kares, ala sheni ain't onosh kares. He's chayav kares only in the rishon. A person did not do Pesach rishon be amazing. Even though then he did Pesach Sheni, he still chayav kares for not doing Pesach rishon. Is tani tani? There's a third brayse that holds bein ala rishon and ala sheni onosh kares. Meaning you chayav kares for either one. So a person who was amazing the rishon is chayav kares. He was mezi b'sheni, he's chayav kares. And the Gersa of Chaim is that there's a fourth brayso. V'iz tani tani ala sheni eino onosh kares, elim ken l'arso es harishon. Meaning you need to have both. You have to be mezi b'rishon and b'sheni to be chayav kares. He's chayav when he didn't do Pesach Sheni, when he was preshei on Pesach Rishon. So if he didn't do Pesach Rishon, be mezi, and he's about to do Pesach Sheni, if he does Pesach Sheni, he's potter from kares. He was shoygeg and he couldn't do Pesach Sheni, he's potter from kares. He's chayav in kares only if he didn't do Pesach Rishon Mezid, and he missed Pesach Sheni as well b'mezid. A Gemara comes and explains. Mando amala Rishon onosh kares, it says cheto yiso b'rishon. Because the pasuk says, Aish ha-shehu tar, b'derech lo yohoyo v'chad ha-sus ha-pesach. He wasn't on the way, he didn't do Pesach. So he says, v'nechus ha-nefesh she'i me'ameo, ke'korban ha-shem lo yikrib mo'yadoi, cheto yiso yishahu. This person cheto yiso. What is cheto yiso referring to? First Brisa says refers to Pesach Rishon. He didn't do Pesach Rishon. Yes, Karis. Man Dom Al Hasheni, who onush Karis, Chetei Yisro B'Sheni. Chetei Yisro refers to Pesach Sheni. If you didn't do Pesach Sheni, you'll have Karis. Man Dom Al Ben Al Rishon Ben Al Hasheni onush Karis, the one who says you have Karis in both. Chetei Yisro Ben Al Rishon Ben Al Hasheni. Chetei Yisro refers to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the way Reb Chaim explains, we have two parts of the pasuk. The pasuk says Chadal Al Tzisa Pesach, and then it says. So these two parts what they talk about. The first brisa holds both are talking about Pesach Rishon. The second brisa holds both parts of the pasuk talk about Pesach Sheni. But the third brisa holds that the first part of the pasuk is talking about Pesach Rishon. The second part of the pasuk is talking about Pesach Sheni. You tell me this chorus and a chorus in each one. Says the Gemara, Mando Omar L'Sheni Einu Nosh Chorus Elim Kenos Loi Oso Es Rishon. The fourth brisa that says that the second one depends on the first one. The way you read the pasuk is ki korban Hashem lo hikri b'moyadoi. If he did not do korban Hashem b'moyadoi, where is that referring to? Barishon korban Pesach Rishon chetei yisro b'sheni. So then, if he still keeps on the sheni, is chetei yisro, he'll get kares on the sheni. Meaning he needs to have both korbanos not done amazing in order to be chayev kares. Here's the Gemara refers to the mission that says that the Pesach Rishon you have halal when you eat it, but not Pesach Sheni. How do we know you have halal when you eat Korban Pesach? It says, Hashir Yelachem, Kelel Hiskadesh Chag. It says, regarding the Mapala of Sacheruv, and Sacheruv and all the soldiers died, that there will be a song over there, like the night of Pesach. So, says more about Pesach, Lelamed, Mapalosach Sacheruv. You want to come and tell me, the Pesach is telling you, you should know, you know how happy you will be when Sacheruv dies, like Lel Pesach. But he learns from there. Ma zeton halal av zeton halal. The same way the Apollo Sarcheri, when the Rishonim die, you say halal. So also Korban Pesach, you say halal. So says the Gemara, ma zeton halal av zeton halal. So if so, the same Pesach Rishon has halal. So Pesach Sheni also will have halal. And says the Gemara, Omar Zeiro Kalel Iskadish Chag. Says the word Chag, et shehu ton chagigo ton halal. Only if you bring Korban chagigo, then you say halal. Et sheino ton chagigo eino ton halal. But if you don't have Korban Chagigo, you don't say Halal. So Pesach Sheni doesn't have Korban Chagigo, you don't have Halal, use the other Gersa of Reb Chaim to say this Gemara, and Reb Chaim adds, that's all referring to the eating, because that's what you learn from the Pasuk Kileis Chadash Chag. But the Halal that you do, B'Shas Asiyo, when you're doing the Korban Pesach, that you don't learn from this Pasuk, therefore there, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, are both the same. Now the Mishnah concluded and said that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, they're doiches Shabbos, they do it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, doiches Atuma, does it doiches Tuma as well? If some is Tuma, it will still bring Pesach Sheni? All night. The only reason you bring Pesach Sheni is when a person is Tom and Pesach Rishon, so he does Pesach Sheni instead. So this will push the Tuma. Meaning the only reason I'm having Pesach Sheni is to avoid not to do Pesach Betuma. So of course Pesach Sheni cannot become Betuma. That's what this Gemara holds. With this we conclude, Yushalim Psachim Davayin Zayin.